Street Chess Motherfucking Podcast.
Make some noise!
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, Segre, this your boy N.O.R.E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players.
You know what I mean?
In the most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
It's Street Chess Motherfucking Podcast,
where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go. It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
What it good be, homies? What it should be? This your boy N.O.R.E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And this Drink Champs Motherfucking Podcast. Make some noise! And right now, when we talk about hip-hop royalty, when we talk about a person who stood this test of times, talk about a person who faced the jail and adversity and the streets and everything and stood here and still here right now, relevant, has a beautiful family, promotes that. A person that is still at the test of time has just dropped the album today, goddammit. Today, goddammit. And I'm talking about, I listen to this shit all morning. And you know, when people drop music and they come here, I want to listen to it and I want to hurry up. I didn't want to hurry up at all. I didn't want to hurry up at all. I wanted to take my time. And then you got Dave Chappelle narrating the whole knock of the mean. God damn it, he was smart. Because even if you want to fast forward, you better not fast forward. You're going to miss a Dave Chappelle skit, nigga. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, motherfucking King of the South, the Trap King himself, motherfucking T.I.'s in the building, man.
Hey, Nora, can you come with me and introduce me?
On the road, I'm coming home.
I want you to introduce me just like that when I'm walking in the house so my kids are getting ready.
I got you. When he gets home, that was dope, man.
I appreciate that.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm so proud of you because I seen the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was a guy who got to be out before you,
right,
I got a chance, and I got to see people come out and come and go, and a lot of people have been. I've been through the diversities you've been through, haven't been, and you're still here. And when I listened to this album, I really wanted to hear you not being hungry. Like, I know the blessed life that we live.
Right. Right.
And you could have shortchanged. Mm. You could have said, you know what, I'm going to, every bar, like, you were serious about this.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you, before you answer that, this is called Dime Trap, right?
Yeah.
Because you know why? Like, and my Spanish accent made me say Dime Trap. I said, holy this nigga don't know what Dime Trap.
That's a remix.
Because he got a record with Meek Mill and y'all are kicking ass Spanish. So, okay, let's just take it from the beginning, right? Because I know we had you on the Dream Champs a couple of other times. So
we're going
to focus on this album.
Okay.
This is what we're going to do on this one. So what made you want to do Dime Trap?
Well, first, it's my 10th album.
10th album, okay, yeah. I had that correct.
Hence the dime.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And the dime, I didn't think of that. The 10th album.
And trap music, man, you know, that's the lifestyle that we have showcased to the world that has become so prevalent to the date. It's actually the 15th anniversary of trap music.
Oh, wow.
August 19th.
Congratulations. Wow.
Thank you. Well, congratulations to you too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Cool.
And so I wanted to do something that was commemorative to trap music, like the evolution of trap music. And that's why I came up with Dime Trap.
So you go in, and one of the standout tracks, which I would have thought was going to be the single, and then it turned out that I'll click on today, and it is the video. You went, what is it, Ballin' in the Rafe?
Oh yeah, Rafe, yeah.
I ain't going to lie, broke niggas is going to go crazy today.
Hey, man, that's what it's for, man. You know what I'm saying? It's an ambitious, like a celebratory record, you know what I'm saying? Something that you can strive towards and you can aspire to achieve that goal. I think every dope boy in America, if you can ride in a Wraith and go have your way and do what you want to do, man, you living. You know what I mean? So I just wanted that record to represent that to the people.
And you brought your Gotti along.
Yeah.
Is that the first time y'all worked or y'all worked together?
Nah, man, we done worked back and forth together on a few things, but it's the first time you've been on one of my albums.
Your albums.
Okay.
Now, how was that?
Man, it was amazing, man. Gotti's the homie. He's actually somebody who I consider like one of my little bros, and
you is an OG out here.
I mean,
You look 23, but you are OG.
Unfortunate, man.
You goddamn it. Hold on, we gonna toast to UTI. We gonna toast to UTI because goddamn it, you out here. I was looking for the slip up, and I said you ain't gonna slip up.
Cheers,
like you ain't gonna,
bro.
You rich as shit. Like what the fuck didn't make you like?
Man, I'm out here, man. I'm out. The quest to be dope. Mm-hmm. Still mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. That's why I wake up in the morning. Wake up to, you know, brush my teeth, get fresh and go do some dope shit.
Right.
Like that's you know, that's what get me out of bed.
That should get everybody out of bed. You we did. All need it. Right.
You know what I mean?
Were you inspired by the albums that came out this summer? Because I think it's like
I was already goddamn like pretty like I lived deep in mind by then. I don't allow myself to be encumbered by the thoughts of what other artists are doing. Mm. I just do me, you know what I'm saying? I can't get wrapped up in what nobody else doing. Mm. 'Cause whatever they doing, that's tailor-made for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? What I'm doing is gonna be tailor-made for me.
Right, now how does Dave Chappelle come a part of this?
Mm.
Because, again, I actually seen the Instagram.
Right.
Of you guys talking.
Right.
And then I thought it was one skit. And then I seen another Instagram of you guys talking. Then I listened to the album and I was like, that is genius.
Right.
What you did, you just, because, like, that's two greats coming together. And although this is your album,
right,
it's still like, if you love Dave Chappelle, you're gonna be tuned the fuck in.
I mean, absolutely. He the homie, man.
And he ain't have to do that.
Nah, hell nah, he ain't have to do it. It's a million other things he could have been doing, man.
Exactly.
I mean, we always get together, man, whether, you know, I go to his show if he's in town, or he comes to one of my shows if I'm in town or whatever. But after the show, we always had these epic, monumental, like these whimsical evenings. You
right.
know what I'm saying? So during one of these evenings, I just played the album for him, and the next morning, dazed and confused in a drunken stupor, I wake up and see that he had texted me saying, yo, the shit you were playing was dope. So that's when I shot my shot. Like, well, yo, why don't we get together? And,
oh, you hadn't planned it?
Nah.
Okay.
I was like, why don't we get together and see what we can come up with?
Okay.
And then he was like, man, I'm coming to Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
You know? Uh-huh. And he came and we got in the studio and really just effortlessly knocked some shit out. Mm.
Now, on one of the tracks, you said one of the coldest shit I ever heard. You said one of these dudes did something to one of your partners or something. You said you thought about bailing the nigga out just to get him. I'm not gonna lie, I had never heard of no shit like that. I ain't gonna lie, that's some cold blooded shit. I was sitting there this morning listening to that. I said, damn, I had to think about that one. I said, hold on, the nigga said he gonna bail him out.
That's hella smart.
I ain't gonna front. You a different type of smartness. But how can a thought like that even come to your mind? Is that a real situation or that was like, you know, made up? Or we gotta move on?
Yeah.
If we gotta move on, just let me know. I'm a street nigga. Yeah,
I'm talking about
yeah definitely, man. So Dave Chappelle was on the album.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, we had a good time.
Okay, but The Weeknd, another one of my favorite joints. Because at first when I heard it, I thought The Weeknd was on there, but then I realized that y'all was talking about the actual Weeknd.
Right. Swizz Beatz did that one.
Swizz Beatz did
that.
Swizz Beatz is on fire right now.
Yeah, man. That's the OG.
How did, like, working with Young Thug? Because I remember at one point, Young Thug was receiving criticism, and I would believe you came up and said, hey, OGs, we was the same at that time.
Yeah.
And is that how you and Young Thug
at least for the stuff, you know, he being criticized for most
right.
of it.
Right.
I mean, Thug like a little brother to me too.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. The first record we first met each other, the first record we did was About the Money.
All About the Money.
Yeah. That was the very first record. And ever since then, man, we've been locked in, and every time we get a chance to work together, man, we're gonna bring something very special to the table. But I did feel like everybody was criticizing him for doing the shit that everybody else had already did. Like, you know what I'm saying? He wore a dress. Man, 3,000 wore a dress.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, there's so many other people out there right. who, you know, just because it's happening again in this generation doesn't mean that we get to frown upon it like this the first time we ever seen it.
Right.
Right. You know, the Isley Brothers used to be dressed weird back in the day. Parliament, Funkadelic. Yeah,
and R. Kelly ran up in the Isley Brothers girl, too. Remember that. let's not forget that. I don't know.
T.I. broke it out of me. What the hell is going on in the sheets in my room?
Yeah, R. Kelly sitting there chest naked. You don't remember that video? I just seen that the other day. I remember. The Isley Brothers and R. Kelly.
Mr. Big, yeah, you know, yeah, they had a whole.
They had a trilogy or something.
They had a 19 part saga. Yeah.
So, one of the things before I get back to the album is I expected to hear Lil Wayne on this album for some reason.
Right
on. Was I wrong or is everything not like?
I mean, man, I still look at Wayne as a brother.
Have y'all spoke since?
Nah, we ain't spoke. But the love
I encourage
is
you
there.
To, you know.
We ain't spoke, but the love is there. When we see each other, I still celebrate his success and wish him the absolute best.
I'm still close to
yeah, I heard it. It's dope.
I think it's dope.
Right. I think it's extremely dope. I think he gave us what we've been waiting for.
You think like you know, throughout the years you've been, you know, dropping, like you last time we seen you, you had dropped your click, you know, you constantly staying out there. But
you mean the Hustle Gang,
yeah. Yeah, Hustle Gang.
Yeah.
Constantly staying out there. Wayne had took a crazy break. You think that it was crazy that his fans just stood there and waited for him? Like,
man.
You expected that?
I mean, yeah, legends never die. Sleeping. Mm. Like, I always speak to my kids about sleeping giants. Because, you know, my kids, they think they know what I'm saying. They know what's hip and what's, you know, what's going on right now. Mm. And, you know, we'll just have discussions about certain people in rap. They be like, man, he cold, man. He done felt him. Nah, bro, listen. That man's a giant. And it, like Eminem, we had a discussion about Eminem, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and your kids?
Yeah, yeah, me and my kids. You know, like, I think around the time he dropped the first one.
Okay. Revival.
Yeah, Revival. Okay. And I think, you know, it was like, man, Eminem, man, he done lost. I said, hey, listen, don't you ever fix your fucking face to see no dumb shit.
Right, right.
This man's a motherfucking sleeping giant. Mm-hmm. There's people like Jay,
right.
Wayne, myself,
right.
Kanye, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's certain people you can't never count out, you know, no matter how Outkast, Andre 3000,
icons.
You know what I'm saying? Just people you know, whenever they cannot drop some shit for 10 years, they drop some shit, it's going Stevie Wonder, Rolling Stone, you know what I'm saying? It's certain motherfuckers, you just got to understand that whenever the stars in the moon align, when they feel like giving you their best, and it comes, it's gonna go up. Right. You know what I mean? And I just always, you know, I think it's dope right now. There's a lot of us, you know what I'm saying, is back in our bag.
It seems like everyone is motivated from each other. Because, I believe that, 2018, correct? I believe that this is one of the greatest eras of music. We're not gonna say it because we're living in it.
Right.
And it's just like, you know, I was hearing you on the album, you kept speaking about the 90s, but as people were living in the 90s, we weren't saying the 90s was dope.
Yeah,
we were just saying, yo, we living in the fuck. But I think this is one of the greatest eras of music. The only thing that is fucked up is how disposable music is, meaning a person will be on the album for a week or two or three, and then next week, if you're lucky. If you're lucky. And that's the only thing about it. But there's so much great music that came out this year. I think some of it will eventually be overlooked. Yeah.
Shout out to Nipsey Hussle.
Victory
Lap was an excellent album.
Yep. J-Rock album.
Absolutely. Travis Scott had a
film. Yeah, no, that
album.
Was hard. That was hard.
You know what I'm saying? You know, you got so many people, man, did their thing. Lil Baby had a dope album this year, Gunna.
I thought Lil Baby and Gunna's together.
They actually now, but see, you know what I'm saying? They actually separate, but they did a collaboration project.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, cool. I'm an old nigga, T.I. I don't know.
Man, it's all right, man. You got two options. Get old or die young. You know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you some crazy shit. You got two of my best Breakfast Club quotes.
Check this out. In recent years, you know, maybe one or two, maybe a little longer, I started drinking beers. Like, I was never a beer drinker, my girl really is the one that put me on to really like get into beers. Not like just the random, you know, of course I would have a beer here and there, and when I was a teenager that's what I was drinking, but I'm really more into the liquor side, the hard liquor stuff, rums and the vodkas, or even Black on the Rocks. That was my thing. But lately I've been just all up into the beer stuff, and I mean, I'm talking about like trying to be like a connoisseur of beers. And then, you know, got put onto this amazing company called Hopsy, and basically they're like, they make like the Nespresso for beer, or the Keurig for beer. And Hopsy brings beer on tap to the comfort of your own home without the price tag many beer drinkers have come to expect. Have your own beer bar at home with the sub. The sub is the system they got, this little device that makes, basically you got your own beer on tap at the crib. And you know, it's a countertop appliance that fits neatly in your kitchen, bar, or living room. Whether you're a hop head, malt mouth, or a palate partier, basically you're a connoisseur of beers, you're into all these different kinds of beers, you're seeking different kinds of beers, you can enjoy a variety of beer styles from big and small breweries, which rotates monthly. Even IPAs, and you know, IPAs is a big thing now. I'm not personally an IPA dude. Hopsy partners with a long list of breweries and ships mini kegs. That's right, mini kegs to your home or office. I mean, this is actually really dope, man. Like, you get this little subsystem with these little kegs. Imagine this in the crib, and you're just, you know, pouring fresh, you know, crisp beer, man. And you, I mean, I don't know, I think this is right up Drink Champs alley. And right now, actually, they got a really good deal for the Drink Champs army. tryhopsy.com/drink. So you go to tryhopsy, that's hopsy.com/drink, and then you have to enter the promo code drink. So don't forget, it's two steps. tryhopsy.com/drink, promo code drink, drink, and you'll get the sub home draft machine, the two mini kegs of beer, which are equivalent to 2 6-packs, 2 Hopsy glasses, and a free membership in the monthly beer club for $99. Terms and conditions do apply. So remember, tryhopsy, that's hopsy.com/drink, and then you enter the promo code drink, drink, and you're going to get the little sub home tap. I'm telling you, this thing is ill. It's some pimped out shit. You have this little draft joint in your crib. It comes with 2 mini kegs, 2 Hopsy glasses, and boom, you're ready to go. I don't think it gets any better than that. So if you like beer, this is right up your alley. I mean, I think this is right up the Drink Champs army alley. Check it out. I'm checking it out. You know, now I'm a beer drinker now. You've been seeing me on the shows lately. I've been just trying all kinds of different beers. And yeah, man, tryhopsy.com/drink, promo code drink. Trust me, you won't regret it. This is a great company, man. I'm feeling it. I'm excited that they got involved with us. So check out Hopsy.
One, when you said people don't think that you can't be a trapper,
right?
A march.
Right.
I forget what else, but it was like 4 different things.
Diversity is key.
Diversity. And we need more of that. Like, we need more of a person that, because at the end of the day, if even when I was growing up and the person told me to go upstairs, mm-hmm. if he wasn't respected, I ain't listening to him telling me to go upstairs.
Yeah, right.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. But now the gangster tell me, go upstairs, I know your mom's. I'm flying the fuck upstairs. And I thought about that when you said that. I said, yo, I think we need more of that. Do you think?
Man, it's hard to say. We need more genuine men who just like unapologetic about
right.
pressing their line.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Respectfully.
Right.
And you know, I think it's a lot of men right now that have a lot of physical power, but they don't have the mental discernment to distinguish when it's time to actually enforce and you know, take advantage of this power.
Mm.
I think that's the thing. We need discernment. We need more people who can estimate, like, it ain't even worth instilling this or inflicting this amount of authority on the situation. You know what I mean?
Right. So, And another person that when I think of trap immediately is Jeezy.
Yeah.
Right? And that could have easily been like a discrepancy between y'all two. Like he could have been like, I'm the trap dude or you the trap dude, but y'all easily get along.
I mean, man, we brothers, you know, we have a lot of experience and history together. You know, I knew him like before he really took establishes his true position, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
And I can say the shit that he say is real, you know what I mean? And I was, when I actually met him, he was coming into a position where people, he was buzzing people were hearing the name, and I knew him from a mutual acquaintance that happens to, you know, be in the lifestyle. And when I met him, it kind of he reminded me like what I would have been if I hadn't have got signed. You dig what I'm saying? It kind of felt like, yo, man, this is the exact position you be in. You know what I'm saying? So the things that you learn, you should share. And you know, the first thing I told him was, you got to pick a side.
Why do y'all South niggas take care of each other more than any other coast?
I don't know.
I ain't gonna lie. Can y'all spread that like to anybody? Like,
I don't know,
South,
bro.
Y'all really do take care of the South.
I look at all of them like my, you know what I'm saying, like my brothers, you know, unless, you know what I'm saying, unless that sentiment isn't reciprocated. And then even then, it's live and let live. You know what I'm saying?
It felt like this region musically was being suppressed for so long. People in like New York, LA, or whatever. That finally, when the South came up, it felt like everybody wanted to.
Y'all all on top of each other. See, we got enough space.
I'm Miami.
You know what I'm saying? I don't even have to see you.
He got away from New York immediately. He said he's from Miami.
Yeah, I'm Miami.
He claimed y'all immediately.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
But we're a different kind of South in Miami.
But even still, y'all all on top of each other.
We all on top of each other.
Y'all
yes.
got, you know what I'm saying? And we have a little more space to roam. Right. And, you know, and stretch our limbs out
right.
without touching each other.
Because right, it seems like even when y'all bump shoulders or whatever, y'all work that out real fast. Like even like back in the days with you and Ludacris, like whatever it was, but it got worked out real fast. And then y'all was on like a picture together, like in front of a house.
I mean, that because it wasn't really, it didn't stem from nothing.
You know what it is with New York. Once we have beef, it's one person who talks to one person, and then we never hear it from the other guy. We hear it from everybody else.
Because why don't y'all never just say, man, come here, let me holler at you?
I don't know. We're going to figure this out right now. This is what we're doing right now. We're going to spread this message right here. But you know what we're going to do? Look, this is Tiger Bone. We're going to celebrate you tonight. This is Tiger Bone. We are celebrating. This is a drink champs tradition. Look.
I know, but what is it, though?
It's herbs.
It's ginseng. Don't worry, this is for you. This is for your 10th album, Dime Trap. Man. We are celebrating the king,
only
the trap
him.
God. Yeah. The trap god, T.I. tonight. God damn it, it's making noise.
This shit is horrible.
It's terrible.
It's disgusting. It's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, this is bad.
It's terrible. Thank you, T.I. for being real. Listen, this is how we know our guest is real, because some guests would be here like that. Oh, that's nice. And then they start sweating. Little shit come. Nigga, that ain't nice at all.
So, okay. Also, you know what, man? Speaking of, you know, the anniversary of trap music, man, in Atlanta, we opened the trap music.
Trap karaoke?
Is it trap-y-okey?
No, trap karaoke. We did that a couple weeks ago, but nah, we actually opened a museum dedicated to trap music.
God damn it.
Yeah.
God damn it. You heard Tupac's a lot?
Sunset,
yeah. Rumblings of such.
Yeah.
He's been in Cuba forever.
No, Malaysia.
The Cuba one is the one that.
No, I see Malaysia all the time. One.
I would have rather heard the story without the fake Photoshop
picture. Did you see the Photoshop? That was crazy.
Now, the Photoshop picture made me not want to hear the story. But. Mm-hmm. I just wait till he pull up on me. It don't cost me nothing to see. You know, I got to see it in person.
Now, are you an internet guy? Like, is that where you get your information from? Or?
I mean, you can't help but receive information, you know.
That's true.
But that's not my source of information. If I'm looking for something, you know what I'm saying? I usually call someone who I think's more knowledgeable than me on the subject. And if they direct me to the internet, well, then I go.
Now, what label is this on? This is on...
It's on Grand Hustle.
Grand Hustle, straight up.
I mean, well, you know, I have a partnership with Epic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have a partnership with Epic, and they've been phenomenal partners, man. You know what I mean?
Okay.
They got in the trenches with me, and, you know, we
banged. Sylvia Wrong?
Yeah.
Okay, because they got L.A. Reid up out of there at the B2.
I really don't know what happened.
Right.
I don't know what happened.
That's the homie I seen him other day.
Yeah, I love L.A. He was the first person to sign me. Number of great things to say about him. But Sylvia Wrong is the person that, you know what I'm saying, that I'm dealing with.
Right. Now, you being a representative of not just young black successful men, not just people from the ghetto, not just a hip hop. Like, I just feel like you're a representative of us, of the struggle. Like, and you have proper language.
Thank you.
Is there something positive about Donald Trump that we can say? Like,
I mean, there can be no. There can be no positive without negative, or negative without positive. You dig?
Okay, that went over my head.
Nothing is 100% negative. There's some good.
Like Dave Chappelle said, everything I say is the truth.
And that's a lie.
But it's all the truth.
That's the motherfucking truth.
Yeah. Well, go ahead, continue.
Nah, I mean, so
you can tell. I listen to the album, nigga. I studied it. Go ahead. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I mean, just to be honest with you, it'll be the financial gain that comes from, you know, programs like the opportunity zones,
right,
and tax credits for right, rich people, but right, you know what I'm saying, it ain't worth the payback of disrespect.
All the baggage.
You know what I mean? I'd rather pay the money. I'd rather,
right,
you know, to have our lives be valued and respected, and to be treated fairly and equally. I'd rather. Just charge me for equality. We should be able to pay an equality bill.
That's all. Everybody know, or just us?
Man, nah, but that should be subsidized. You should get a grant from the government to keep your equality bill paid.
Because it was one thing the other day, and he said, we are being accused of things. Yeah, he was like, we are being accused of things that we're not, and we're guilty until innocent, and everyone posted this.
Talking about the
this.
Kavanaugh stuff.
And I don't know what he was talking about. I'm sorry.
But that's just like when he said you shouldn't be able to flip.
Oh yeah, he shouldn't be able to flip. Like the snitch shit.
Yeah, listen, man.
Like, as much as I agree with what he said, theoretically. It's been happening to us for years. Now all of a sudden it get to be your turn. And it shouldn't be happening no more. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
My whole case started from an informant.
Right.
And I had to go through mine. If I would have came to you and say, hey man, snitches should be bad, you say, man, get the fuck on and do your time.
Okay, well, you got a lot of cases to y'all, so what case are we going for? The BET case?
The only federal.
Okay. And, so that started from an informant. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. But, I wasn't ready.
I wasn't ready.
That's the one that he had like 1,900 guns.
Yeah, it was a dude who was my security. He was suggesting to me that I buy firearms from him.
Oh.
Legitimately.
Oh.
And, you know, he ended up turning around trying to make more money and bought firearms from the ATF.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got caught, he said, no, it's not mine. These are for my boss. And he brought them to me.
Now, you're one of the dudes that got accused of, like people saying that you was telling. And
594-5-8-0-1-9 is my number. My plea agreement. There ain't no rule 35.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No, you
escaped away. People realize that wasn't you. But at first,
I didn't escape away.
No. I'm talking about you got away clean. What I'm saying.
Who got away clean?
Like, I'm talking about people in the streets. At first, the streets, because when you,
because it was false.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Because it was false. All
right.
If I would tell it, and if I told on you, you was in time doing. If you was in jail doing time because of me, when you call your cousins and say, hey man, tiptoed on me. He put me here.
But why do you think in our community we are so quick to do that? Like, if a person.
Well, I will say this.
Because in our community.
It was handled exceptionally.
Right.
But it cost me $8 million, $10 million.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Wow. Like,
people don't know that part.
Well, shit. I had a $3 million bond. You know what I'm saying? I had six lawyers charging me. Well, no, not six. Five. I had five lawyers charging me
like a quarter million, half a million. Goddamn it.
It didn't happen. That wasn't. It didn't happen. You know, haphazardly. That was. Right. It was strategic.
Right.
And it was costly. All right. And I made it.
And you made it, goddamn it. We salute you,
grace
goddamn
of God.
It.
No, thank you, because without y'all, I wouldn't have been able to play
for none of
that
shit. We salute you, goddamn it. And did you just recently get arrested in your crib?
Like, yeah,
that was hard. What happened? Yeah. Was you drunk in your own crib?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, what happened? What had happened?
I may have had a drink. But
you may have. All right, so what happened was...
I don't really want to talk about it.
You don't want to talk about it? Because I ain't going to lie. You said tickle it in the cell. When they asked you, you said, sir, what am I being prosecuted for? I said, this nigga is articulate in the cell. This nigga is hell. Word up.
You got to wait when you know some cameras with somebody. You got to get out the dog. All
right. I heard that guy got fired, too.
I ain't finna do no... You talking about the policeman, or are you speaking of the
security guard
check?
Who called?
I had seen him since.
You hadn't seen him since? Yeah.
I have to tell you guys about my newest time-saving trick right here. I got my contact lenses prescription renewed while sitting on my couch yesterday in under 5 minutes using an awesome new app called Simple Contacts. Anyone who wears contact lenses needs to know about this app right here. Simple Contacts lets you renew your prescription and reorder your brand of lenses from anywhere in minutes through an online vision test. It's designed by doctors, and every test is reviewed by a doctor, so they literally bring in the doctor's office right to your home. You could be at home, on your couch, drinking your favorite drink, watching Drink Champs, and boom, get your new contact prescriptions right there. The contact lens prices are unbeatable. The vision test is only $20, and shipping is free. Best of all, our listeners, the Drink Champs Army, get $20 off their first Simple Contacts order with promo code DC. Try it yourself and save $20 on your lenses by going to simplecontacts.com/DC or entering the code DC at checkout. Now, I want to mention that this isn't a replacement for your periodic full eye exam. Make sure you get that full eye health exam. And you know, still need those occasionally, but it's the most convenient way to renew your prescription and reorder your contacts if your vision hasn't changed though. So keep that in mind. Don't just take it from me. Simple Contacts has been rated 5 stars for over 5,000 times on the App Store. That's pretty crazy. So again, get $20 off at simplecontacts.com/DC or enter the code DC at checkout. Save time, save money, and save yourself a headache with Simple Contacts. Let's go.
So what did he think that was your
man,
house or something?
Really, man, nah, that's not what happened. What happened was I pulled up and he was asleep.
Oh.
You know, it's a golf course community. You have gates and you have guards and, you know, you check in. And when they see you, they see who you are. They let you in, so on and so forth. This particular gentleman was sleeping when I pull up to the guard gate. Sleeping. So I'm on the phone FaceTiming with my old lady, and I show her on my FaceTime, look, motherfucker sleep. And he wake up in the middle of me and he see he caught. So now he's shocked, he's in shock. And his first response is not to let me in immediately, is to project that frustration, that embarrassment on me. You know, I guess he was figuring if I misconduct myself, it'll be more about me and less about him being asleep. So finally we go back and forth, and then my wife called him, tell him to let me in. He finally let me in, and I said, no, you know what, I'm gonna walk back. So I walked back and I asked him to step outside so I could speak to him and we could clear it all up.
Okay.
He chooses not to. They call the police. The police come there, and instead of assessing the situation and finding out what's going on, their answer to the question of the circumstances was to arrest me.
Wow.
There was a racist man didn't want to see me talking about how much money I paid for my house.
Right.
And he thought that, you know, as he said on camera, that I thought my shit didn't stink.
Right.
And for that reason, right, he arrested me.
God damn it. And your house is like the size of a project that's clean.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. It makes some noise. T.I., goddamn it. They waving us to tell us you gotta go. But I wanna get into one more drink before we get up out of here. you featuring Tiana Tell. Let's get into that.
That's an important record for me because I think that it's very important that we remind ourselves that it's something wrong with everybody. You know, none of us are perfect, so none of us should expect perfection from people. Mm. And being overly judgmental and hypocritical of people when you have your own conflicts and your own challenges in life that you're working through is counterproductive. You know what I'm saying? And I just, you know, I felt I should speak on it. And Tiana, she, you know what I'm saying, she has a phenomenal way of putting an exclamation point on the message.
Oh, see, what, that's what you just said? That text me? That? I didn't say anything. I was good. You gotta relax. I thought you was rushing me for the interview. My bad. I thought they were I'm trying to be on point. I gotta respect you out here. And you've been every... Now, another thing. This is another quote that I love what you said. You said, people don't... they respect the come up.
Right.
The fall
and the comeback.
And the comeback. I think that's gonna be the name of my next album. My God,
the said, rise, the fall, and the rise,
the
again.
Fall, and the come. Oh, the comeback. Oh wait, oh, the rise, the fall,
the rise, the fall, and the comeback.
And the comeback. Yo, yeah. That shit is crazy. Like,
I mean, that's when you're the underdog. They root for you. They root for you. Build up, you know, your esteem and your acclaim.
Right.
And once you've gotten too big, they start hating on you. They get tired of seeing you. They sick of you. They want to.
Is that what you think?
Why you winning too much?
Right.
Let somebody else eat. Then when you start hearing that.
Right.
Let somebody else eat. Then, oh boy, you got all the paper. You know that when you got too big.
Is that what you think that when you started running into law enforcement problems, or that was separate?
I think I had a separate issue. I think I had an entirely separate set of problems that I was dealing with internally. I was still like, I was eyebrow deep in the bullshit, you know what I'm saying? And I was living crazy, and I just allowed myself to be susceptible to that type of nonsense.
You ever got Hollywood? Like,
yeah, of course I did.
Well, let's hear about it.
I made millions of dollars. Of course I have. Of course I have.
Yeah, the thing came out. The first thing I
did. You see
me? The first time in the whole interview, the thing came out. But.
Of course.
Let's talk about that time. Let's talk about what you had to do to get out of it. What made
I went to prison to get out of it.
Oh, yo. Damn. Damn.
I went to prison to get out of it. Damn, that's a humbling
situation.
I went twice just to make sure I got out of the system. Just to make sure I got it all out of the system, I went twice. Just to make sure we get all this stuff cleaned out. Let's make sure it's flushed out well.
But people don't realize how hard it is, right? T.I., we come from the hood. We selling drugs. We know that life leads to just two different options.
Sure.
We start writing these words and playing with these words, and these words work. And there's no book to say how to hold your money, what to do when you spend your money.
But crack being a drug dealer taught us how to handle money.
And it taught you don't trust everybody.
But even more so, it taught you how, you know, manufacturing, distribution, profit and loss, you know what I'm saying?
Even marketing and promotion.
You had to create a demand, supply that demand, you know what I'm saying? You expand. You know, acquisitions, you go and, you know, take over a block. Mm-hmm. Mergers, you do a deal with some guys and y'all share a block. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? All these different types of business structures we learn from selling crack.
Yeah.
And I always say, man, you know, like I said, there can be no bad with some good. Mm-hmm. is destructive and as horrendous as the crack era was, it showed us how to be businessmen. That would not have been a Master P without the crack era. That would not
Jay-Z.
That would not have been a Jay-Z. And listen, that Eazy-E wouldn't have had the money to put Dr. Dre in the studio if it wasn't for selling crack.
Yeah.
You did.
That's real shit.
Crack paid for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? God bless Eazy-E, but Dr. Dre a billionaire, champ.
All right.
That started from crack.
Right. That's all. Come on, goddammit. No crack. There's a lot of other bad shit that happened from crack.
Not let's not talk about that.
Let's focus on the good. That's what the trap music museum does. The trap music museum does just that. We focus on the positive message that comes from us surviving those circumstances, enduring that environment, overcoming it, and taking our experiences, setting it to music, you know, packaging it as philosophical presentations that the world now tunes into. The same way the Mafia had their time, and everybody was tuned in to the Mafia. Now they tuned in to the crack era. And trap music is a direct result of the crack era.
So as the trap music god, I'm just trying to put in...
You know, titles don't really impress me. God, emperor, king, sultan, you know. It is what it is, you know what I'm saying? I'm a contributor, and... I feel like, you know, I'm on the board of what happened back then.
That was some Dominican shit right there, man. You broke your own. Get out of here with the Dominican shit right there, man.
Trying to be Spike Lee.
Come on. So as a person, I just want to put something out there. In 1997, I dropped the album called The War Report, right?
Okay.
And on The War Report, I had a song called Laundromat Trap.
Right.
Right? And on that record, I said, Laundromat Trap, keep the loot in Iraq. Iraq see the world see Iraq. And I kept saying Laundromat Trap.
Right.
Right? I didn't mean the trap.
Okay.
I meant actual money.
Right.
That's what we was calling the trap back then.
Yeah.
I feel like I should get a little bit of like.
You want royalty?
No, I just want T.I. to co-sign it. I'm going to make sure you get the album.
Get
I don't want nothing. I just want a little bit of recognition.
You get out of
I just want to be the trap museum. The little corner of the trap museum.
You have to expand.
You got
to
expand. You got to have a New York nigga in there.
Absolutely.
You got to have. And the first nigga from New York that said trap. Now, they use trap a completely different way. I don't want to act like I used it, y'all.
Nah, I ain't even tripping on that, brother. We all share this earth together.
That's what I'm talking about, T.I.
You get what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to be in a trap museum somewhere. Goddamn, make some noise for me being a trap museum.
Is the trap museum a fixed build, like a fixed museum, or is it a pop-up?
What you trying to say? It's open indefinitely. It's open indefinitely. As long as it can sustain the budget of keeping it open from month to month, we're going to keep it open.
And it's a free museum?
No. Nothing in life worth having is free.
That's right. Subscription only.
We charge a nominal fee to get in, man. You know what I'm saying? And there's also an escape room in there.
Oh, shit.
There's an escape room. A trap-themed escape room.
Oh!
That's tough.
So you can get in there and get trapped, and you got to actually hit a button to get out.
Nah, you got to think your way out.
Oh, you got to think. Oh,
you
can't
solve puzzles and...
I went to resource room. What if I can't solve these puzzles? Like, what happens to me? I just got to stay there?
You get busted.
Yeah, I get busted. Oh,
nah, it's a situation. You said you are setting in, you put in an environment, and there's a situation that is created, set of circumstances that is created, and you got to think your way through it. And if not, prison is the likely outcome.
That is all.
Yeah, so whenever you're out in Atlanta, man, you know, we can do a drink champs at the trap museum.
Yeah, we wanted to come to Atlanta. We wanted to come to your restaurant at one point.
Man, I shut that motherfucker down.
You shut it down?
Hell yeah.
Why? What happened?
I was losing money coming and going.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to tell you the truth, man. Motherfucker still.
Okay, damn.
Motherfucker still.
Damn. And you also let the...
It was nice while it was up. You know, it was good food. Great environment. I designed it, created a phenomenal ambiance, but I wasn't there watching all the money going out the back door.
Now, is Houston still on our bad list, or they got back?
Yeah.
Because I thought at one point...
Still bad.
It's still bad? Is it just in Atlanta, or it's all over?
I would say you have to affect, you know...
And
we're the strongest consumer base in the nation.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah,
we
even the
move
world.
More money than anyone. Don't get it fucked up. We sell sneakers, we sell music, we sell movies, we sell clothes, we sell cars, we sell technology.
Ideas.
We definitely sell sex. We sell champagne, we sell vodka, we sell cognac.
Jewelry.
We sell jewelry. We sell every motherfucking thing and we own nothing.
What happens if we do? What happens if T.I. steps up and says, I'm not drinking nothing no more or less. Someone I know owns it. I'm not wearing nothing no more unless someone I own it. What happens if you lead the way and then I follow and then everyone follow? What would be in a perfect world?
I think first.
In a perfect world.
I think first. Rather than saying I'm old, I mean, you know, you and me, we got relationship with Puff, so we drink Ciroc. You know what I mean? We got relationship with Jay. We drink Ace of Spades and Douce. We got relationship with Ross.
Ace of Spades a little too expensive for me. I'll stay on.
We got relationship with Ross. We drink Bel Air. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we go to line ourselves with, you know, the people who present products that we can support.
Right.
Now, the most important thing to me, in addition to aligning ourselves with our brothers, is identifying, though, the same way we called out Chris Style. That's how Ace of Spades came to be.
Yep.
Because we called out Chris Style, they were respecting us.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And Jay said, okay, well, fuck y'all.
I'll go get my own.
I'm going to go get my own.
Yep.
And that's how Ace of Spades was born.
Correct.
But if there was no identification of the disrespect, then Ace of Spades probably, you know what I'm saying, he probably stood it. If Chris Style would have welcomed him with open arms, he probably would be fucking with Chris Style.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I think we got to identify those brands that don't respect us and choose alternatives.
Right.
And when they see how their profit margins are affected on a quarterly basis.
Right. But what would happen?
When the African-American dollar is no longer there to pad your numbers,
right,
you don't get your quarterly bonus.
Right. But what would happen if we were really, like, tight, like we were really all of us together, and we say, February is A-Cool. Everybody only wearing A-Cool. Your clothing line, right?
I like that, but let's make it March. February is a short month.
Okay.
My bad. Yeah, I do like that. You're on yourself.
Okay.
Let's just amend it a little bit.
And we really good. Remember, January got 31.
Oh, right? I love it.
And we was to just do that, like, and then, like, every month, like, you know, Cypress Hills is Cypress Hills Tequila Day or whatever.
I think that's dope.
And everybody just go out. Like, we would really show the marketing place. Because the thing about it is, we are organized without being organized. This is what's organized with us. If a petite come out, for some reason, everyone is going to find a way to have a petite.
Never bought one.
I mean, neither. Well, I'm just saying. But you know what I'm trying to say. Like,
When everybody going right, I usually go left.
No, you understand what I'm saying? What I'm saying is
I do understand
culture.
That we move the culture and we drive. That's what you call buying power. You know what I'm saying?
Buying power.
Okay. When you can motivate or direct a certain amount of people to go buy something.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's buying power.
Right.
So I think that we have to find a way, because we have the most influential consumer base in the world.
Right.
All we got to do is direct it accordingly. We've been directing each other to bullshit.
Right.
We've been telling each other to buy the protect.
Right. Exactly.
We've been telling each other to go buy this shit, and you know.
Now, what if you really came out with a jewelry line, right? It would be so hard to move it to us.
I don't
want to
deal with niggas, man.
No, I'm just saying. No, listen.
You know how hard it is to get a nigga to pay you for some jewelry.
I know, but in retrospect, in like. All astrology, it should be that. And what I mean hip hop. I don't mean race.
I feel that.
I mean, if you hip hop.
I know some hip hop jewelers. Mm-hmm. I know a few hip hop jewelers. Mm-hmm. I do. But how I feel, man, you know what I'm saying? If I am a customer and I have a certain buying power.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
And you putting your jewelry on me is just as beneficial for you as it is for me, then you're going to have to accredit me some consideration.
Right.
You dig?
Right.
You
right.
ain't got to necessarily cut me no check. I ain't on no mob shit. This ain't no extortion. However,
right.
Full price is a fool's price.
Yeah, exactly.
You understand
that
me?
That's real.
I'd be damned if I pay the same thing for a watch that Joe Schmo pay who come in here. You ain't asking him to put you up on his Instagram.
Mm.
You don't get nothing from that.
Mm.
If his $50,000 for a watch is $50,000, then I think I should get it for $30,000.
Yeah, definitely.
That I can give it to you over time.
I'm from New York. You know, I talk fast. So 28.
I'm going to tell him 30 because for that extra 2,000, he going to take 10 now, and I'm going to break him down that 20 later on over time. But I'm going to pay him. That's the important thing.
So I know your answer to this because I listened to the album, and I listened to it 3, 4, maybe 5 times. Well, I listened to it 3 times. Like normally, because I'm like, damn. Then I listened to it 2 more. Then I came here and listened to it more.
Man, thank you.
And
thank you.
I know this answer already, but I gotta ask it.
What's up?
Do you ever get tired of the game?
Nah, man. I mean, I get tired of the shit that come with the game, but I ain't tired of the game.
Damn, that's the best answer ever.
You know what I'm saying?
This the best answer. You gotta be a mayor or something.
No.
You gotta be the mayor or something.
No, I'm in the for-profit business, sir.
I'm gonna be honest. You gotta be the mayor of the Black Rifle Society.
I'm in the for-profit business. I had no political ambition at all, man. I mean, I would love to affect politics in a positive way by supporting the people who I know are the most qualified for the position. Celebrities dying to be in political positions is what got us what we have in office right now.
Yeah.
We need people who are right now legit in third grade thinking about how to change
the
world.
I think the last time he came, he said Oprah. I think the last time, Oprah, before the presidential election.
First of all, I'm on the anything but Agent Orange campaign. Anything.
Oprah and who else? Who's Oprah and who else?
Man, you know what? Since then, though. Listen,
but did we see Dave Chappelle and Will Smith? I kind of took them serious.
Listen,
you took Kanye serious too.
No, Dave Chappelle. Listen, no, let me tell you Will Smith.
Look, man. If they actually run, I'm voting for them.
But
I mean, yes, why not? But
I would vote for him.
I'm voting for anybody but him.
Right.
It's to the point now where we can't do any worse.
Right.
It's anybody but him. Right. Can you do you realize how great George Bush is looking right now?
Straight up.
You know what I'm saying?
He looks like a saint compared to
him. He the homie now.
You just seen him.
I'm not sure.
He ain't that bad. But that's what I'm trying to say, though, man. Like, man, really, man, we need people who legit are dedicating their lives to service. You understand? Like, us, we so self-gratuitous. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry, T. I don't know what that means. What was that? Gratuitous? You teach me a word every time.
That mean we want to please ourselves.
Okay, but how you say it?
Self-gratuitous.
Gratuitous.
Gratuitous.
Dwayne, write that down.
Self-gratuitous.
Don't worry. Write that down. Gratuitous. No, God. We're going to rewind the tape. Continue, my nigga.
We so self-gratuitous. Like, you know, we putting ourselves first in everything. And that's the way we live our lives. Everything we do is about what I get out of that.
Right.
You know, well, what's in it for me? That's how we was wired coming up.
Right.
In order to be the president, you got to put the people first.
You got to be selfless.
You know what I'm saying? So even if my company lose money, I got to do the right thing. Really, I ain't supposed to have a company. That's another thing. You can't have a company. You can't be an entrepreneur if you're the president.
Why is that? I never knew that.
Because it's not fair.
Because
it would say you could call shots that would be, it's called conflict of interest.
Yeah.
It said that you would be able to call shots that would benefit your company over all the other companies that consist of the people.
Oh, so you'll be putting yourself above the day.
Man, listen, John Gotti is the president. You dig what I'm saying?
I never knew that.
A goof-ass John Gotti.
A goofy one.
With bad suits. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, like, that's the honest to God truth about it. I'd rather put my influence and my support behind someone who has dedicated their lives to service and who is not as selfish and as self-gratuitous as I am, and put them in position where they can be in office and they can do the right thing, man, for the greater good.
Anybody that comes to mind? Anybody you looking at?
Well, I mean, man, for the midterm, man, I'm going with, you know, I'm supporting Andrew Gillum for Florida. You know what I'm saying?
He is with the Breakfast Club.
And it's very important that you guys recognize the Amendment 4 needs to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, the Amendment 4 is, Florida is one of the only states where if you get hit with a felony, even after you serve your term, you still can't vote. Like, I'm a felon, but I'm from Georgia. In Georgia, after you done with your probation or your sentence, and you can reinstate. And you dig? Right. So if you get a felon, if you get a felony as a 21-year-old at 50 in Florida, you still can't vote. You dig what I'm saying?
Damn, so I still can't vote.
So the Amendment 4 is to, you know, to reinstate felons' right to vote. And in Georgia, I'm going with Stacey Abrams.
I don't know you don't want to be in politics, but see things like this where you just pointing out to people. I think
I can do that.
I
can kind of drink champs whenever you want me to, and I can explain to y'all all the shit you don't understand. But I do not want to be the motherfucking mayor or the governor.
You know what? You know what? I think that's dope. I think every
do you know how much the president makes a year?
But under the table, that nigga's he like drink champs.
You go to jail for that.
That nigga ain't going to jail.
I don't want to have to go to jail for making money.
You saying you? I'm talking about. I would.
Listen, man. Any money you make outside of your salary as the president that they don't know about, if you make legitimate money, it could be something that's legitimate. That it ain't got nothing to do with no drugs or nothing, but just because you the president,
the legitimate prosecutor,
you got to agree to not accepting no more money. I can't agree to not accepting no more money.
Well, how about as the governor or mayor? Which could you
I can't do it because you still got to agree. Like, the people pay you. You work for the people. You work on a fixed income.
So you can't do that walkthrough at Magic City.
Man, I can't hop out no Maybach.
Thursday night.
I can't, you know, I can't do my thing being and
I'm. Well, we're gonna endorse the people that we
that's what we're gonna do.
That's what we're gonna do.
We're gonna put our influence and support behind the people. And I got some strange things going on, man. It's gonna be
a piece of change?
There's gonna be some titties, on the Resolute desk in the White House.
Keep going,
I'm just telling you. That's why I can't be the president. Because the things that would be going on in the Oval Office, they would scare and shock the nation.
You getting us hype, T.I. You getting us hype.
I'm letting you know.
Listen,
don't put me in there.
I'm
going to
be honest. This was going to happen. You ever seen a movie?
Don't put
Idiocracy?
Me in there. I'm going to be doing everything y'all imagine Barack and Michelle doing. I'm going to be doing it.
No, they were.
I'm talking about at the nation's address. You hear me?
They were cool black people. We need one.
I'm going to come out there in a robe.
We need one nigga president. Like, one
I'm
nigga president.
In a row, you dig what I'm saying? How am I doing? Hey, listen, y'all. I'ma have that shit tomorrow. I got a bunch of shit going on back here. Look, man, if y'all knew what was going on in here, give me a day. All right? Give me a day. Matter of fact, make it two. I'ma have to rest up. I'm telling you, bro, you don't want me that ain't, you know. But I will impart.
But people.
I will impart whatever insight I can. I will, you know, do whatever I can to promote and, you know, I guess direct the vote to where I feel it would be best represented. But I ain't interested. I'm in the for-profit business.
God damn it. Listen, man, Dime Trap, motherfucking outright motherfucking now. Let's make some noise for the fucking king of the motherfucking South, motherfucking king of the trap. God, stay here. We're gonna take some food. We're gonna have some fun. Thank you for being here. And by the way, when you hear three times, you're officially a drink champ. You're officially a drink champ now. God damn it. Let's take a picture. Let's do it, man. Good looking.
Hold up. You know what? Wait a minute. I
want to
talk about one more.
Okay, one more. Hell yeah. Please. Because it was rushing us. But go ahead. Please.
Yeah,
this is coming out next week.
Thing.
Okay. Everybody.
You know, this album is extremely important to me, and we pay a lot of attention to detail.
Yes, we did.
I challenged myself lyrically, musically, consciously. To present the best, most honest most genuine piece of art that I could. But this is the first album. I think it's my best album, but this is the first time.
I didn't want to say that.
I think it's my best album.
It's your most mature album. Like,
I appreciate that.
You grew with the time. Like, you know, you could have OD'd on talking about, you know, crazy shit, and right. It was just like, I know that what you were saying was up. I'm sorry, but like,
No.
It's your 444. Like how, you know, like
okay.
Like, you know how Jay, like,
333.
Yeah, there you go. It's just, you're 10-10-10.
10-10-10. You know what I'm saying?
Because, you know, if Jay would have kept talking about, like, he talked about drugs, he talked about his past, but if he would have saying, like, I'm moving it now still, we would have been like, come on, Jay, you can't be moving that. And it's similar to what you did. It's like, you should be reflecting on your past, and you're saying the things, and that's why I've enjoyed this, like, so, so much, because I've heard every other of your albums.
Right.
I've been a part of them in a certain way, but I've been seeing Pharrell working on your records in the joint. So for me seeing this, is like,
man,
this is why
I want to get on a Nori album, though.
I would love that. I would love that.
Get on a Nori.
We never did a record together, man. I want to do a Nori Pharrell record. Come on, don't do that, T.I. Listen, nigga, I'm calling Pharrell right now. Niggas over here on the phone, T.I. Don't do it, T.I. He's already on the phone, Pharrell. The hook and the beat, and that's it. We bug out.
Turning way up.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be honest. I'm going to think about it. I'm going to do me and Pharrell a 5-song EP, and just, you know, that.
How about me, you, and Pharrell a 5-song?
Oh, fuck it. Goddamn, T.I. We just made $1 million here, goddamn it. Seriously, man, I'm so proud of you as a peer, as a person, as a
man,
boss.
As an OG, bro.
Yes,
like,
as
you
an OG,
my big bro.
Yes,
man.
Yes,
you know
yes.
What I mean? I came in this shit, man, rocking to y'all.
Yep.
Y'all, Mobb Deep, Nas, you know, the whole Queen movement.
Yep.
I used to spend my summers up in New York.
Yep. So I remember you said that.
You know, 94, 95. Mm-hmm. I was around. And I know how strong the movement was before it became nationwide.
Right.
I was kind of a part of the motherfuckers who witnessed that shit before it actually caught on to the rest of the world. I was trafficking culture back and forth from New York to Atlanta and Atlanta to New York before the internet. Mm-hmm. Before the internet, I was how motherfuckers in New York learned about Outkast, UGK, Goody Mob, Kilo Ali. Like, that was me, you know what I'm saying? I did that.
Well,
and
let me,
I was the motherfucker
let me continue
who introduced
you up,
in Atlanta.
Let me continue bigging you up.
And,
you know why, T.I.? Because you played the game. So, you know what? Because I feel like you're bigging up New York, and that's not this episode. This episode is about you. And this episode, because you know why?
New York is also a part of
your
me,
hood,
though.
Your hood is crazy as shit, because they shit is called Bankhead. Like, you would think Bankhead is rich.
Yeah. Nah, why would you think that?
Because it says bank, nigga.
That's the word Bankhead.
You never go to that, as smart as you are. Come on, nigga, you go to that. Bankhead? And then Buckhead is the rich part.
I be thinking some nigga gonna bank your ass in the head. Man, you ain't gonna get banged in the head, man.
Nah, but yo, you coming from where you coming from. You playing the game, doing this honorably. I've never seen you, I'm talking about, I've been in this game 20 to 21 years. I've never seen you do no crap shit. I've never seen you play the game unfair. I've never seen you forfeit. I've seen you stand there and stand like a man. And as a person that's another fellow man, I want to salute you. I want to stand tall for you. And I want to say congratulations and continue to do what you're doing.
Thank you.
You constantly putting your people on. I love that about you.
Right on. Shout to Travis Scott, man, who has arguably the album of the year this year.
That's
you know
right.
What
that's, that's your artist.
Shout to Travis Scott.
I totally forgot Travis. He I totally forgot. You CEO of the year. I totally forgot that part.
Shout to Travis Scott.
Holy shit, that is right. We got to get up out of here after this. But how did you discover? Because he was on Atlantic with you. Or is he still on Atlantic?
Nah, not at all.
Okay.
B.O.B. signed to Atlantic.
That was B.O.B. I got confused.
Yeah,
they were both weirdos, you understand. Go ahead. You know, like weird people, not weirdos. But, like weird, you know, out of this world.
Extremely different.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So how did you get Travis?
Huh? I mean, man, I found Travis on the internet, bro. I mean, I was just getting...
Not on MySpace.
Okay. YouTube.
Okay.
I was just getting home from prison, And I was really like searching and find, looking to find like how to reshape the team.
You're gonna have all niggas in your DMs right now. You say did. This, continue your statement.
No, I said I was just getting out of prison.
Uh-huh. And you found him, he DM'd you or?
Nah, so just I saw his videos. Oh. I called him, I said something. Well, actually, I think DJ MLK found him for
He's not from Atlanta, he's from Houston.
Yeah, he's from Houston. Okay. But you know, he had a crazy Dallas? Cult following. Mm. They found him and Iggy at the same time. Yeah.
Forgot about Iggy.
Yeah, well, you know.
That's a wrap.
What do you do? Tokyo Jets, however, is on tour with Kevin Gates. That's and she's that's, one of that's, the dopest MCs you'll ever meet. And this? I ain't talking about this? Dopest female MC. She one of the dopest MCs, and I can attest to the fact that she writes all her own shit faster than a nigga do.
That's hard. Yeah. I love the audible. That was a quarter. That was an audible. Yeah, and I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie. Before we get up, but you be killing it first take too, but the Falcons are not doing good this year.
No,
it's
suck.
Not. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, listen. The team is great. Their record sucks.
Who do you think gonna win the Super Bowl?
Man, Falcons.
Falcons?
We can pull it out. The New York Giants did a lot more with a lot less.
That's true. That is
you
true.
You dig.
That is true.
We can pull it out.
The Jets, so I'm gonna be quiet.
The Steelers, too. The Steelers, too. The Steelers have had a horrible season.
Chiefs and the Rams are looking tough, though.
Chiefs and the Rams are looking tough.
They are looking tough.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not from New York. I don't want to.
I mean, the Bears, the Bears don't look bad either.
Bears don't. They don't look that bad.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of these motherfuckers be goddamn willing. They have such a strong cult fan following that they will the team to win. And in Atlanta, there's so much shit going on, man. Y'all ain't winning. They ain't winning by halftime. I'm going on, man. I think it's day party. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
I seen the Raiders fans the other day we landed, and all the Raiders fans was there. Yo, I never seen that before. I was like, yo, so what y'all do? They said, you know, we just come to watch the game. And I'm like, y'all don't go to a club? They're like, no.
Where they go?
They just go, and they just come to the city to, like, this is a real tailgaters. Like, this, like football is fucking like a cult following for real. They'll die with you. Like, if you gonna say you're going.
They pretend they will.
Maybe. But I ain't gonna lie, I believe them that night.
You did.
That night.
They had their faces painted,
in my mind, they had their faces painted. But T.I., man, once again, man.
But what I was trying to tell you before you interrupted me, we got into this other tangent.
Sorry.
You know what I'm saying? I want to stay focused and consolidate.
Stay focused. That's what I'm talking
about.
I want
to consolidate our attention to the fact that this is the first album that I have a favorite song. Mm.
I need to know that favorite song. Is it with Anderson .Paak?
That is a great song.
That is a great song.
But not the favorite.
It's not the favorite.
But Anderson .Paak,
man. Do I get two choices?
And my little brother. And my little brother, and I love him. I feel like he's one of the most phenomenal talents we have of the next generation.
Do I get two tries, or you just want to throw it out?
Go ahead, man. You can go try it again.
Laugh at him.
Laugh at him, man. You know, that puts a smile on my face.
That's what Dave Chappelle. He on the beginning of that. He said, that dirty right there.
Like, it's a true testament to lyricism and tenacious MCing.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
You but said that's the not secretary.
That's not, but that's not
the,
that's not
the
that's
word
not,
from the secretary.
Not, yeah, yeah,
I gave up now.
Okay, so my favorite is Light Day. And you know why? My son produced it.
Light Day.
My son Messiah produced it.
And you was like, that's a Light Day. You was talking some Big Willie shit, but that's a Light Day.
My son produced it.
Wow, which son?
My oldest son.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. The one you would least expect to be.
The
one you would least expect to be involved or participating in the business. Huh? Thank you, bro. Love.
So you gotta give me this.
That's my favorite record, man. And
my
son
just told me he started doing music, right?
Excellent.
I denied the shit out of him. Hey, look, you gotta relax, nigga.
No. You know what you do. when you
that was the wrong move to y'all?
All of us, all of us that are in this position to have our own kind of esteem or acclaim or our own persona in music, our own legacy. When our children tell us that they're doing it, we should say, "Oh yeah, okay," and walk off.
But I feel like I'm a boxer. Like, I don't want my kids boxing. I feel like I'm a half a boxer, half a stripper. No, because when we performing,
I went too far. First of all, let me see your contract next time. I want to look that over
the same
before
moves,
you.
The same moves. I'm just
The reason why I feel like we should kind of like just acknowledge it, but not acknowledge it, is to see how serious they are about it.
So, how did your son come to you with the beat? He had the beat already.
Man, first of all, he asked me to get a piece of equipment of mine fixed a long time ago. He just asked me to get it fixed. And I was like, okay, cool. I gave him the number to my engineer. And my engineer got it fixed for him. I never thought back about it. Then he said, let me hold $500. I said, why?
That's how they do it.
And he said, I almost got enough to buy this beat machine. It's a beat machine called The Machine. And he said, I almost got enough to buy this beat machine. I need about 500 more. Then he said, I need 500 more so he can put a rush on it. That we said.
Rush on it?
Yeah.
He already had the order.
So I gave it to him. You know what I'm saying? And then maybe 3-4 months later, he started sending me beats. And when I heard it, I was like, who did this? Where you get this from? He said, I did it. I said, no, you didn't. Send me another one. And he sent me another one. And he kept sending them to me.
T.I.'s not only one of the greatest MCs. He's not only the king trap god. He's not only the king of the South, but he's one of the greatest fathers in the motherfucking existence. That's a future story. I don't want to keep you no longer. Let's go all day with you. We got to do some drops and a picture. There we go. Yeah, goddamn it. That was, goddamn it. You have no idea.